Alrighty, what's popping, you guys? You know who it is. It is your boy Keith Fit. And to the left of me, as always, is my business partner, my right hand man, my partner in crime, huh? My best friend, the one, the only, Lou Money.
What's good, my man?
How you doing, brother? How you doing, man?
Feeling great.
Smooth, bro. And so, like, it's super dope because today is a special day because of. It's a special day for a couple reasons. The first reason is we're doing the freaking Keith Fit TV podcast, and we have the viewers listening in. But the second one is the topic of today is going to be based on decisions and choices.
Ooh.
Powerful.
Ooh, you want to say that one more time?
Decisions and choices. Powerful, man. Hold on. I might have to say that one more time, because I think the people in the back didn't quite.
Can y'all hear me back there?
You know what I'm saying? They didn't quite.
What's
get
the
it.
Topic today?
It's decisions and choices. So look, what's so dope about those, right? Is because of it's such a huge couple of words, and it has such a huge meaning and concept behind it. So of course, you know how we always start off the podcast, bro. I'm going to pass the mic over to you and ask you with a question real quick.
What's up, big dog? You,
what do you, how do you feel about decisions and choices?
All right, well, let me tell you this right now, man. I am hyped for another podcast, bro.
I feel that.
Let's get that known.
It's out there.
The difference between a decision and choices is, bro, the decision is like your final call. Your final shot.
That's right.
It's said and done. You're like Kobe. You shot that ball. Guess what? You shot it. It's done.
Right.
It's either you're making it or missing it
now. Missing it now, right.
The decision is you doing it, bro.
Right.
You're already doing it. The choices is what runs in your mind on should I or should I not?
Not this.
Should I or should I not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's what is so dope about this podcast, bro.
It is.
Every day. You know how much choices runs through a human's mind daily, bro? And they were probably sitting on the couch, on their phones, looking at other people doing it.
But you know
they
what?
They had the choice.
They did.
To do that. But guess what? This is why you need to start that choice. Do it. That decision's done. Now you're accomplishing your goals, brother.
Straight up.
That's
no, I
why
like that.
This conversation we having
is epic.
It's epic, bro.
It's epic. Look, and we're about to drop some gems, bro, because what it is, when it comes to choices and decisions, we all, like you just said, have a million choices to make throughout our days, right? But with a million choices comes a million possible decisions as well that need to be made. And you know what I mean? If you're making a certain, if you're having certain type of choices that pop up in your head and you're choosing to, you're deciding to go down certain paths that probably don't bring forth the best opportunity for prosperity and growth within your life. Look, I'm not mad at you for doing that. You know what I mean? Lou Money ain't mad at you for doing that.
Never, bro.
You're doing your thing.
Doing it.
But if you want change to occur in your life, maybe the opposing option might be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just might be better, right? For example, you go to work. Like, check this out. Here, I'm going to use me as an example. I went to work today, right? Boom. Man, worked my tail off them long hours. I put in about like 11 hours, bro.
I feel you, dog.
Came home, I was aching, bro. I'm like, man. Sat down in my bed. I had a couple of choices that presented themselves. Right? Let me talk to the viewers real quick. So, yeah, I need them to feel me real quick. A couple of choices popped into my head. I can choose to take my shoes off, lay down in that bed, get under the covers, choose to turn the TV on, choose to take a nap, you know what I mean? Whatever. Or, here's the opposing option. I can choose to hit up my boy Lou Money, my business partner, my best friend, my workout partner, my partner in crime, see what he's up to, and say, bro, let's hit the gym, and like that, exit the crib and head to the gym for a couple of hours.
I'm going to add on real quick.
Go ahead,
what you
bro.
Just said, that sounds like a day of progress, bro.
It's
a day of progress, bro. And you know what? Adding on to the viewers that's listening.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you're the only one doing that too, bro.
Man, absolutely.
Because there's so many people out there probably related with that.
Yeah.
They felt that. And was like, wow, you know? But someone out there that's listening is like, man, I was that first option, bro. What Keyfet said, I did. I took my shoes off. I did take a nap.
Yeah.
But guess what? We ain't mad at you, bro.
Not at all.
We're not mad at you at all.
Right.
Now you know. So you right there just made a decision.
Right.
Now you know. Now you ain't taking a nap tomorrow.
Right. Because what it is knowing is half the battle, brother. Once the knowledge is acquired, we then watch ourselves, or watch yourself, be presented with another option to make some tough choices. You know what I mean? Tough decisions.
And that kind of like goes along with like a door closes, another door opens.
Exactly.
Talk, man. Cause like you got that door, that negativity. All right, let's hear me out. This negativity behind the door.
Right.
That door was open. You made that choice and decision. So this is both.
Right.
You made that choice and decision. I'm gonna close this door. Boom. Door closed.
Opened up the other one. Right.
You already made that decision now, bro. Walking through that. Progression, positivity, great vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Now you're moving in the right manner.
Boom.
Yeah.
Now you're not looking back at that door.
Can't.
That door is closed. You made that decision.
Right.
It's said and done. You put a stamp on it. Closed.
Closed casket. Boom. 6 feet. Buried it. You feel me? Like, yeah. That door is closed.
It's
and we're moving
closed.
Forward.
Exactly. And that's what we want y'all to know
is that
if you take a setback, it's always there for a stronger comeback. The reason why we want to do great, bro, is because all the negativity and the negative on our shoulders, work is so stressful. Drama. You know, it's just a bunch of negatives.
Right.
If you take that negativity and you go and do something positive, bro, you're like 20 steps ahead of what your negativities are bringing you down.
Exactly. Excuse me, exactly. And so, like, what's so powerful about what you just said, bro, is when you look at negativity, it's an energy, right? And so the power of choices and decisions is so powerful. Because of it's able to manipulate that negative energy and transcend it into something more positive, more blossoming for yourself. You know what I mean? Or for the individual who's dealing with a certain situation, certain circumstance at the time. There's been plenty of times, right? Like, I know we've all dealt with situations where you're in a situation and it's getting real hostile, right? A conversation might have went left and it's getting real hostile between both the two parties, and you might happen to be one of the parties involved in the situation, but you are then given options, right? I can either keep arguing with this dummy, excuse my French, I can keep arguing with this individual, or I can go somewhere else, you know what I mean? Or bring the conversation down, you know what I mean? Why are we wasting our time here debating on this right here, right? I can decide to handle it in a different manner, which will ultimately be more beneficial for both parties involved. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had arguments before where you have the option to choose to defuse the situation or inflame it even more. Right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Go get the water or go get the gasoline, bro.
What you want to do, huh? Those are choices and decisions that you got to make. You know what I mean?
I was just thinking, too, bro, to add on what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, when we talk about choices, I'm going back. So, if any kids are trying to tune in, listen to this, bro. When a teacher says, what do you want to be when you grow up? A kid has a choice.
Right.
I want to be a teacher. I want to be an NBA player. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a cop. You know what I mean? That's their choices, right?
Right.
But then when I was sitting here thinking, bro, is when the kid grows up and they achieved that dream.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, look back. I made that decision back then.
Made that decision.
So, like, the choices is, like, present.
Right.
But then once you make that decision, you just made that present the past, because now you did it.
Now you did it.
You talked it in existence.
Exactly. And that's deep. And I'm going to touch on what you're talking about, too, a little bit more, bro, because what you're talking about is dope, right? So when you make a choice is the present moment, right? But a decision, once it's made, it has to be committed to, right?
Yeah.
Example being like, what you know, what your example is fucking, is freaking perfect. You know what I'm saying? Kids like, what teachers like, what do you want to be to the kid when you get older, right? Boom. Choices. I could be an astronaut. I can be a lawyer. I can be a doctor. I can be a whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can be a whatever I want to be. I'm going to be a lawyer. Right? And then life goes on. They've decided that I'm going to be a lawyer. And they held on to that. You know what I mean? And so when you make a decision, it is important to know that, to stand on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, whatever
keeping
decision,
that word.
Keeping your word. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be the individual who, I mean, you can be. It's ultimately your choice, but the point we're trying to get across is you don't want to be the individual that said, hey, I'm going to be this, or I'm going to do this, and then you never end up doing it, huh?
I got another one, bro. Here's another example. You running down, for all my Browns fans out there, bro, a choice It's like a fumble, bro. Think about it.
Okay.
You have the choice to hang on to the ball.
Right.
Or let go.
Dude, hold on.
Listen.
Go ahead. All right. You have a choice.
You have a choice to do that.
Right, you do.
A decision is touchdowns every handoff, bro. Because that's your goal. A decision is a goal. If you come out and say I'm dropping 35, you already made your decision.
Right.
That's already in your mind.
Right.
So your goal is in your mind, bro.
Absolutely.
Your decision, your goal's in your mind, but your decision is like the outer flush of you. In a way. Which means how powerful my mind is, bro, I already had a decision.
Right.
My decision is doing this, bro.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, what we've been talking about. What is our decision? I made my final decision. Final decision, we going to be in Miami. Right. With a mimosa in our hand.
Mimosa, exactly.
I probably said that in season one, season two. But we going to be in Miami, so y'all better stay tuned soon.
Exactly.
But my choice is, I could be like, nah, dude.
To get there, right.
We're not going to, no. We're going to take a, no. It's all, now right. You're second guessing.
Right. And that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so here's what I'm saying, right? And I feel what you're saying, and I'm not knocking what you're saying. But that's what that definitely goes along with what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's about the execution. It's about deciding, right? Like, we decided years ago we're going to spread positivity.
Yes.
This is season 4, Keith Fit TV.
What?
We're speaking, been spreading positivity for years.
Mr. Fit. What season?
Season 4.
Y'all hear that in the back?
I don't think they hear it in the back, bro. Season 4.
Woo.
No, we're on season 4, dude.
Let's go.
And it's crazy because of, and this is not to, this is no, I mean this in the humblest way possible. But when you make a decision and you stick to the decision, execution is vital. And what we've been able to do has been incredible. Far as radio station every Saturday, nostaticradio.net, check us out. Saturday, new time is 3 p.m. And we're out here getting it, right? Radio's been doing that since 2019. Stepped on stage during COVID 8 different times to a live audience and spoke. Like, that's incredible. Huh? Came out with a clothing line and KFLM, yeah. Throughout clothes and merch,
yeah.
And had a blast. Took pictures with fans and everything.
Signing autographs.
Signing autographs.
Kissing babes.
Kissing babies, man. Killing it.
Then we
photo shoots. You name it. Movie. Workout partners. Streaming on Tubi TV. Check it out.
Talking to kids.
Talking to kids, huh? Going and entering in schools. Talking to kids. Speaking to the kids. Like, that's all a part of the decision that we made, that we were going to be in Miami sipping mimosas.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, dude, I just got back from Orlando, Florida at the Olympia from doing the radio show and interviews with some Olympians. World champions down there in Orlando, Florida at the Mr. Olympia. Like, what the heck? You know what I'm saying? Like, choices and decisions are powerful. Mm. Great tools for everybody to use. It is a tool that we all use throughout our regular everyday life. Whether it's coming home, choosing to grab the television remote, deciding to turn on the TV, choosing to watch a certain channel, and deciding to watch SportsCenter. You know what I'm saying? It's everything that you do. From the type of shoes that you want to wear today, to the type of pants you want to wear today, to everything that you do in life, you're going to make choices and decisions. Understanding the value of that
is
very important. And understanding how to use it properly in your life can ultimately transcend your life from where you're at currently to where you want to be. Only if you're unhappy with your current circumstance and you're looking for change, right? If you're working a job, a 9-to-5 job, and you don't like that job, and your goal is to, your dream is to be a hairstylist or to be a barber or to be an architect or whatever it may be out there, the decisions that you, that your choice, your choices that you now choose to commit to, must and should align up with the steps that are navigated towards the goals and the dreams that you have. Like, if I'm going to McDonald's every day and I'm punching in my clock at McDonald's every day, but I want to be a hairstylist, I should use McDonald's, because you gotta live. You need to pay bills, you need to have a house, you need to have a car, you need to have food, right? Yeah, I'm gonna do this McDonald's thing, but I should also choose to, after work, I'm gonna hit the books and study a little bit, because my steps still need to be taken towards becoming a cosmetologist or a hairstylist or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If I'm choosing to be an actor, if that's my dream, to be an actor, but I'm going to 7-Eleven every day, punching the clock.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Then after work, I should be deciding to choose the options to choose to walk down the path that carry those steps that I need towards accomplishing becoming an actor. You know what I'm saying?
What's that saying, big dog? And this is going to go along with what you're saying. Your choices today is your decisions for tomorrow.
Yeah. That's dope. Your choices
today
are your decisions.
We'll determine your decisions
for tomorrow. Will determine your decisions for tomorrow. Powerful. That's powerful. Your choices for today will determine your decisions for tomorrow. Ooh. Powerful, dude.
Y'all hear that in the back? You want him to say it one more time?
One more time, man. I don't think they heard you.
Your choices today will determine your decisions tomorrow.
Hold on, and somebody, I think, dropped their mic.
What?
real quick. So, Hey, there it is. We needed that. Drop that mic real quick.
No, but that's very powerful, though, man. Because obviously we don't know what holds tomorrow.
Right.
With our choices today, we can, you know, be blessed from the man above that we have tomorrow. And when we do have tomorrow, let's make that accountable. Let's make that a productive day. Wake up in the morning, even if you are super tired or something. Just reach out to someone. Good morning.
Right.
Why? Because you don't know what the other individual person who chose what their day is going to be today might not be how great your day is today. So go back, bring a dude, bring he or she with you, make it a positive day.
Yeah.
Because now you just made that decision, you're helping another individual out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you made that choice yesterday
that tomorrow,
today I'm going to reach out, bring someone with me. I'm positive, you're positive, brother. We're doing it together.
Straight up. Right. And that's right. That's dope, right? Reaching out a helping hand, helping others.
Yeah, you be saying that a lot in the podcast.
I do reaching back.
It does hit with a lot of tones, man.
Yeah,
it's not just because you guys hear it and just be like, oh yeah, you know, he always says it or something.
Yeah.
But really we say it to really put it out there so you guys can really understand what my dude Keith Fit over here be saying. Like, reach back, connect with someone. You never met someone since high school or something. He pops up on your feeds or something, bro, and you hit him up. Good morning, have a great day.
Right.
Now that you don't know what you just did to that other individual.
Exactly.
But guess what? You know what you did though, because now you feel good. Hey, I reached back. Don't, you know, I haven't heard from this person, this individual. Let's shoot some positivity, man.
Spreading love. And like, and that's so powerful. And that's what it is, right? People don't, it's not something that we just say. You know what I mean? Like you said, it's something that like should really be, you know what I mean, considered when you're going through your life. It is another situation that presents itself to you where you now have choices and decisions.
And choices is you can either be an individual and just go by yourself, or you have that choice in being like, hey guys, I'm coming to help. I'm coming to get some help. Coming to get some advice. Coming to, you know, vent to you real quick. You know what I mean? Like, don't be scared to go out and get some help, or go out and vent, let your wolves.
Or even go out and help somebody else.
Exactly.
You know?
And then that's your decision.
Right.
Is just keep doing it.
Yep.
Man,
and make it, and be consistent with it.
Consistent is key, bro.
Exactly. Be consistent with it, man. But yeah, choices and decisions, baby. Huh? Choices and decisions. You guys, I'm gonna go ahead and say like that's
5 years.
5 years,
that
man.
That we've been
doing this,
rocking, bro.
Strong.
5 years,
and we ain't stopping, baby. We ain't stopping.
If we can do it.
You can do it.
Y'all hear that? They didn't hear you.
Look, if we can do it, you can do it.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's simple, man.
Simple, man.
Just take it in.
And it's gonna be some work, whatever it is that you decide to whatever path it is you choose to go down, whatever it is that you decide to do, is going to be work. But you gotta embrace the work. You know what I mean? It's gonna be times where, like, you've been up all day. You know what I mean? You're gonna be up all day. You're gonna be tired, but it's worth it. You know what I mean? When choosing to transform your life in a positive manner is the option and the decision that you are making for yourself. Understand that when making that decision and that choice, that adversity will present itself. But on the other side of adversity is bliss. And it's just how it is, man.
But every step that you guys take going down that decision or that choice you guys make, enjoy it.
Enjoy it, right.
Enjoy it, because, like I said, tomorrow is not promised.
Right.
So, you know, stay enjoying life day by day, time by time, seconds, you know, whatever.
Right.
Write down your goals. What's next? Make that choice. What's next? Write it down.
Right.
And boom, then, boom,
and then
boom.
Decide to go then after that.
Then that's your decision. Wow. Now you're doing it, man.
And then like that, you're doing it, man. And just like that, you're doing it, huh? So, yeah, man, that's all the time that we got for you guys today, man. We appreciate you guys for tuning in, man. For real, for real. So, we're going to go ahead. You got any final words, Lou?
Yeah, man.
That you want to give to the people?
Let me just say this. We love y'all. From the bottom of our hearts. Me, Lou Money, Keith Fit, we love y'all. We want you to succeed. We want you to take all this in and walk with it in a positive manner. Show who you really are. Make good decisions. Make good choices. And enjoy life, man. That's it, man.
For sure, man. And so with that, you guys, you know what I mean? Like my boy Lou Money said, we love y'all. We got nothing but mad love for y'all. And if you don't love us, it's cool.
We still love y'all.
Still got nothing but love for y'all. Yeah, come on now. Still got love for y'all.
Y'all hear us one more time in the back?
Huh?
We love y'all. We love y'all.
Come on. Want to see y'all win, man. We really hope everything that was said today, something within it resonates with you. Use it within your life. Keep moving forward on your journey, on your path. towards your success, towards being the best version of you you can be. You know what I mean? Help those around you. Reach out. Show love. Touch somebody. It sure doesn't hurt to just share some kindness with somebody, because you never know how far that goes. Until next time, man.
Yes, sir. Stay tuned, y'all.
Stay tuned, baby. We out of here, all right?
Peace.